Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics. Welcome to Speaking of Reliability. Today's short is brought to you by Chris Jackson.
Hi everyone, today's Speaking of Reliability short is brought to you by me. My name's Chris Jackson, I'm a contributor to Ascendo Reliability, and I'm going to talk today about reliability security blankets. What's a security blanket? Well, different cultures across the world have different terms for these things, but in this context, a security blanket is something that a parent of a young child gives their child to make them feel safe, secure, and happy. And the security blanket itself might offer no meaningful warmth or insulation from the cold, but what it does do is allow the child to associate that security blanket with the feeling of warmth, the feeling of happiness, the feeling of comfort, the feeling of security, and then project that feeling on the world around them. Now, the security blanket could be something that that child has fallen asleep with every single night for their entire life. And just by simply taking that security blanket out on holidays or on travel, all you need to do is give that security blanket to the child, and the positive feelings they have when they start falling asleep in their bedrooms easily come back and wash over them, and they fall asleep happily wherever they are across the world. And at least that's a theory. It does work at least some of the time, and to the extent that a security blanket is one of the more devastating tools that a parent of a young child has at his or her disposal. But I'm not here to talk about security blankets for children. I'm here to talk about reliability security blankets. And what is a reliability security blanket? Well, that is any activity, any framework, any policy, any procedure, any poster, which is essentially designed to give that person or that organization the feeling of reliability and then project that feeling on the world around them versus actually trying to design a reliable system or product. So I'll give you an example. I've been involved in several organizations where they have people whose full-time job is to run tests, gather data, do analysis. They gather lots of information. They can sometimes tell you on the spot what the field failure rates for certain products are, what the warranty reliability or the warranty rate is, the return rate, things like that. They can tell you what is happening in the world around, in the world regarding their product. But when it comes time, or when you ask them to say, how has that information changed the design of the product to improve the reliability, they can't give you an answer. Or the answer is something like, we are not allowed to talk to the design team, or no one listens to us. What that means is that organization is paying however many full-time salaries to get their own version of a security blanket. And a reliability security blanket is one, in this example, sorry, where you have this entire group of people just simply undertaking or expending reliability effort for no outcomes, it is a perfect example of that. So the leaders, the managers, the CEOs, the directors, they crave the feeling of reliability, but they're not prepared to do what it takes to get reliability. And eventually, their world will come crashing down. It happens too often. And another example of a reliability security blanket is designing a product, designing a system, and simply putting your brain into neutral when it comes time to trying to make it reliable, and then simply following a checklist as outlined in a standard for what you should be testing for. The reason why that organization wants to introduce a standard, introduce a preconceived idea about how to somehow impart reliability onto their potentially new, novel, technologically incredible product or system. The reason why they want that standard or checklist is because thinking about it is too much effort. It becomes too much effort after what can be an excruciating design process where they needed to expend every ounce of creativity to make this wonderful new thing. And so when it comes time to making it reliable, there's just no capacity or no desire or just simply no motivation to try and keep thinking about how they can break it, how it can fail, understanding the nuances of their system or product. But they want to feel like they're doing something positive, so they simply put their brain in neutral and follow the process that someone else designed or a group of people put together in a common document, which by definition is general and highly unlikely to cover every single possibility for your product. And the real problem for reliability security blankets is when they permeate all the way to the top. When the CEO, the directors, the people who are essentially the senior executive authority or the senior decision makers crave that security. This can often be because they don't want to admit that they don't know what to do, or they are scared of admitting that to themselves that they're unsure what it is that they need to do to make their product reliable, but they want to feel like they do know. And when it happens at the top, that permeates its way all the way across the organization. The standard operating procedure becomes whatever it is that that senior manager, that senior director needs to do for him or her to feel comfortable, secure, safe, and happy that they have done something to make their product reliable. And of course, they don't. What they do is kick the can down the road. The problem grows exponentially, and by the time they are forced begrudgingly to do something using their brain, using first principles, using root cause analysis, using physics of failure, it is at a stage of development where it's just so expensive that it could potentially cripple the company. Now, there's a lot more to talk about on this topic and reliability security blankets more broadly. But if you do want to learn more, please check out ascendoreliability.com/go/SOR. If you have something to add, you want to respond to this speaking of reliability short, talk about anything in general, or just want to give us suggestions for what we can talk about in the next 500 episodes, please go for it. We take your comments very, very seriously, and we look forward to the conversation that our episodes often generate. But beyond that, hopefully you enjoyed this short, and otherwise, have a splendid day.
Thank you for listening to today's Speaking of Reliability short. We look forward to hearing your stories. Head over to ascendoreliability.com/go/SOR and let us know what's been pivotal in your career. What have you learned that has made a difference?